Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we hear in the world something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind.
So there's confirmation. And I emphasize the word confirmation because the last time we had reports about a season-ending injury for a Texan player, those turned out to be refuted, and then the Texans themselves said they caught a break with the injury to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. No such break caught with Brevin Jordan. It's a season-ending knee injury. They will put him on season-ending injured reserve. So for the second season in a row, Brevin Jordan doesn't make it to game one. And he is out for the year. That's tough for a guy who worked hard to try to get himself back. And he doesn't get past the middle of August before his season ends again. It's everywhere. No one's saying not an ACL or not a knee injury. The pettiness, not needed this time. Because everyone's able to confirm from the Schefters of the world. John Alexander of the Chronicle is saying the same thing. Aaron Wilson, I believe, was first to report this. So, Brevin Jordan, done for the year. Hopefully, we don't get something like that from John Heyman or a Bob Nightingale when it comes, or a Chandler Rome when it comes to Josh Hader. If you missed it, in a very entertaining game that the Astros won 7-6 against the Red Sox, you had Javier's return to the rotation. Of course, Bregman came back, hit a home run, got a nice tribute video. Correa. In fact, let's hear that ovation here. But in all of that positivity, even the Bregman home run was cool, and then they didn't win the game. So that's great. The Red Sox didn't win. The Astros did. We got word why Hader wasn't available to pitch the ninth inning to close out what became a tense game because Hector Neri struggled, is he's got shoulder discomfort. What that means, it's always something ambiguous with the Astros. He's getting testing. They will know more here in the next day or so, and we'll wait and see how bad it is, or maybe it's not a problem. Maybe Sean's right. It's on the other shoulder, and a spot of neglected to inform us. Feels like that's a leap that Sean's making, a bit of a stretch, but one can hope that he just slept wrong on the off arm.
That's all I got right now.
So that is the negative of what happened yesterday. But there's a lot of positivity in the ballpark, and this was just part of it. Listen to the crowd reacting to Correa's first plate appearance back at Daikin Park. So that fan ovation is drowning out the walk-up music. I don't know if that's going to always be his walk-up music, or did Carlos and the stadium team come up with that, I'm coming home for this particular at-bat. I didn't hear any of his other at-bats, so I'm not sure. But that is apropos for the moment. Skylar Gray, Young Money, no. Dirty Money, that's the group that Diddy put together.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Young Money. Young Money is
unfortunately, that song has a little bit of a...
Yeah, Young Money is the Drake, Wayne, Nicki Minaj combo.
Oh.
Yeah. What else? Yes, I was thinking of that.
but it was dirty similar money. Song. Dirty money. I'm coming home. So maybe that was someone from the operations crew taking it upon themselves.
Mm-hmm. And saying, like, finally, I get to play a Diddy song.
And separating the art from the artist, possibly. Or maybe Carlos said, hey, let's do this one time. I don't think they're going to be playing that as his walk-up music throughout the rest of his tenure. That would get a little, it only has the effect once.
Yeah.
After that, it's no longer effective. So the crowd.
Do Bad Boys for Life next time.
He just a playlist of Diddy songs. You thought Carlos was aggressive when it came to his approach.
This is America, Ken. You don't know the facts?
Yeah. More money, more problems.
He hasn't been convicted.
Yeah. Well, yes, he was.
This is the serious stuff.
Not of the lesser crimes, he was found guilty. Now the question is sentencing. But let's go beyond what the operations crew and Carlos may have come up with for his return. It was a fun night at the ballpark. The crowd was excited. You got to see Javier work his way through the struggles early and get through five and get himself a win in his return. They watched Cam Smith have a good night. He kind of got everything started for the Astros because Crochet was going good early. And then Cam Smith got going, and it led to a nice night at the plate for the team. Christian Walker had a big hit that ball really hard, and Chaz hit a home run, hit that ball a long way. So nice to see Chaz hit the home run and then also make the play to end Christian Javier's night. Got him through five. So it was a good night by Chaz. The bats were going pretty good. And it felt like an easy win. You had the hiccup with the Bregman home run, and then you thought you're going to kind of cruise. And then the Reese had his struggles, which led to the questions about why isn't a spotter going to Hader. And then we found out he could have probably gotten through. If Norris didn't do what he did, they probably could have run those tests on Hader.
Yeah.
And not had to disclose what was going on. But, you know, it's a close ball game and you're running out Souza. And now I'm blanking on the guy who made his first appearance for the Astros last night.
De Los Santos.
De Los Santos. It's not exactly what people were expecting in a close ball game, particularly in a pennant race. You got those two guys, and they found a way to get through it, and then we find out there is some shoulder discomfort for Josh Hader. So that's the big news going forward. Everyone, because of recent history, just expects that to go poorly.
Yes.
By everyone. Sean Mapes is at the top of my everyone. I don't have much hope, but I have the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson hope that it's not as bad as it sounds. We will just have to wait and see. Can't have Josh Hader go. I mean,
if Josh Hader's down,
you already said they're done. If Josh Hader's down,
it's over.
Because they're gonna have to cobble together a sixth, seventh, and eighth guy somehow, some way. They don't even have a seventh guy they can depend on right now because of what's happened to King. You know, Abreu will slide into the ninth inning in the closer role, which on its face feels like okay. That's a reasonable answer to losing your closer. But we don't know what Abreu is going to be like closing, not night after night, obviously he'll rest, but being the guy that they lean on, particularly if it's playoff time.
Yeah.
First you have to get to him, and then what is Abreu going to be like knowing he's the number one? Because, you know, you go in, okay, Hader's not available tonight. You know, if it gets to it, it's your ball. Okay, maybe that's different pressure. It's much like I talk about with Arch Manning. He was the number one due to injury, and certainly the competition helped because of the team and the team he had around him. It's going to be different being QB1 from start to finish where the season's hopes ride on you for the most part.
Yeah.
So that might be the case for Abreu, but I'm actually less concerned about him and how the hell they're going to get there.
Yeah.
Not a lot of high leverage guys I trust right now.
No.
For the Astros.
Ort. No, I don't really trust him.
I don't really trust him either. I
mean, I would say, is higher on the list by default by the game that
maybe
I watched.
Maybe it's Dubin. Maybe when Dubin comes back, maybe he's your eighth inning guy. Maybe. Maybe I'm hoping for another Astro to return from injury and be very important.
So getting hurt was great PR for Sean Dubin. I'll just that's true. Just say that.
I mean, he wasn't bad before he got hurt. He was actually pretty good before he got hurt.
King was also good at the start of the season.
Yeah, but maybe Dubin, after getting hurt,
he's
the arm
saved
fresh.
All those innings. Yeah,
all that
book's
work,
not out on him.
Yeah, all that work that was going to eventually lead to him falling apart late in the year, didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I only have 40 good innings in me.
That's right.
How you want to use those? That's up to you, Coach.
Yes.
Here, I'll hurt my arm so I can get those at the end.
I don't
of the
know
season.
If that was planned. I'll hurt my arm so I'm available when the playoffs come around. But he is a guy that may be counted on quite a bit because, look, we are forecasting a potential Hader injury. I don't know that he's hurt for a long time, but when you hear the word discomfort, you get a little queasy when it comes to the Astros. So you have to hope that Dubin will be good to go when he returns. He all of a sudden becomes pretty important. Even if Hader will be fine, you still need a seventh guy to get to Abreu than to get to Hader. And right now, I don't know if the Astros have a guy that they can lean on night after night. Is this two guys calling in as La Salsa, or did one hang up and is still on the line and then La Salsa called
I
back?
I don't know.
This is weird.
I only answered one of them. The intern answered the other one. So.
This is odd. We got two La Salsas, and usually one will mock the other after they've heard the call.
Yeah.
This is before they even knew La Salsa was on. The two La Salsas, one real probably, and in fact, that's fake because his real name is Ryan, I believe. I've almost forgotten what his real name is because he never calls in under that name anymore. We will hear from both of them when we come back. La Salsa and La Salsa, dueling La Salsas. When we come back here, if you want to join them under a real name or a fake one, 713-780-3776. Use your real name, use a fake name. It doesn't matter. We'll take your call when we come back. So we'll do it this way, Sean, because I also think it's funny that there's a capitalized La Salsa and an undercase La Salsa. We'll go with capitalized La Salsa first, because I believe that's the intern who answered the phone. Then we'll get to We'll get to a lowercase La Salsa second.
Yes. Green and red.
Yeah. Let's go to the one who wants to talk about superheroes and the NCAA. What's up, La Salsa?
Hey, ho, how you doing, H-Town?
That's Joel, right? Isn't that Joel? What's up, La Salsa?
How you doing, Dale? How you doing, Sean? And so I want to give a shout out to Ryan, the other La Salsa, Salsa Verde, Salsa Roja, whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you a question, Bill. Since this NCAA game came out, do you think they're going to make more of a transition more than Madden? Is Madden going to go down in sales? Or do you feel like it's going to be the same? And for the superhero question, since Superman became an ice agent, which is the next superhero to be the next ice agent?
I don't know that Superman is an ICE agent. He's not a government official, at least what I saw in the last movie. Maybe you're reading the comics where Superman's an ICE agent, but from what I can
tell... Well, I heard that Dean Cain, became an ICE agent. So which actor will become an ICE agent?
I don't consider Dean Cain my Superman anymore. There's been too many since, and frankly, Lois and Clark was a fine series. Anyway, The New Adventures of Superman, I think it was called. Yes, you're right, La Salsa. We'll get to Salsa Verde, as you said, coming up here. But Dean Cain has decided to become an ICE agent. He wants other people to do that, too. So who would be the most likely person who played a superhero in anything to be an ICE agent? Is Hercules considered a superhero? Because I vote for Kevin Sorbo.
I think Hercules is a superhero.
Then I would vote Kevin Sorbo.
Okay.
Kevin Sorbo is the next ICE agent.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough about, like, because I think a little bit is, like, you can't be, like, super. Your career can't be going super well.
Because
it's way easier to be an actor.
And it pays a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if any of the, like, MCU people are.
Yeah. Sure. The bags are too big for all that. Yeah. But it would have to be a superhero
from, like, the X-Men.
Before the DCU or the DCU now or before MCU. One of the superhero movies that weren't a part of a universe.
I'll just blindly say the guy who played Pyro in X-Men 2.
He's not a superhero. He's a villain.
Oh, whatever.
Pyro wasn't a superhero.
I mean, he went to school with them.
That's true.
But he joined the Brotherhood of Mutants, but, you know, he was educated by Charles Xavier.
He was also...
What happened afterwards, out of Xavier's hands.
And he was also in a TV show.
Eric
Stanford. 12 Monkeys on Sci-Fi.
I was going to say, I literally have no idea who this actor is.
Yeah, I know the face. I don't know his name until I just looked it up. But Dean Cain is joining ICE and asked for others, too. Kevin Sorbo, I think, would fit. As far as his question about the NCAA game, it sold quite a bit because of nostalgia last time. It hadn't been out in over a decade. I think Madden will remain king. It is the more popular game. Madden's getting good reviews from people who've played it. I don't play Madden. I don't care that much about I've never cared that much about Madden. I only played it by default when the NCAA game was unavailable.
It's a big, I see it super discounted. I'm like, okay, sure. I can spend $20 on this.
Sure, but I'm not buying it at full price. I've never cared that much about, as I said, the Madden games. But I think it will continue to sell more. It is the game in sports, right?
Madden is like ubiquitous.
It's just a game.
It's not even called like NFL. It's called Madden.
It's called Madden. Yeah, it's just what it is. And it's the one NFL game that exists, and that's been away that way for now since 2K went away, or at least the NFL version of it. All right, let's get to Salsa Verde, otherwise known as La Salsa. He wants to talk Astros. What's up?
What up, H-Town, Dilly Billy? How you doing, Macy's? Hey, I welcome any and all the Salsa riders. Who wants to call in and mimic me? That's cool. And hashtag free La Raza. But anyway, I wanted to get into, so say if the hater thing turns bad, would put Jason Alexander in as like a long, like a three inning relief role? Would that work? Or would that do damage to him because he's a starter? That's all I got. Thanks.
I think that's generally what happens to starters who aren't flamethrowers per se, who you think could transition into a high leverage situation, but you might need to go extended innings because you're gonna have to give him enough time to warm up because he's traditionally been a starter. If he were in a position to be on a playoff roster, I think that would be his role. I don't know that he will be, considering all the pitchers coming back, but wouldn't that be his spot as a potential three inning guy? If the other guy are coupled with another pitcher.
Yeah, like him and Colton Gordon.
Yeah, something like that. Team.
Or, you know, France, Garcia when they come back.
Sure.
But, I mean, right now, he's the fifth starter.
He's in the rotation. Yeah.
So, or fourth starter, you know. Let's see how Eric Eddie does. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think he's any of the young AAA guys that had to kind of carry the torch for this team for, 2 months, month or so. I think those guys would be the prime candidates to like move into that kind of role. And maybe in the playoffs you can get more funky with it where, you know, Christian Javier gives you four and a third, and then you can go to one of these guys for 2 2/3. And now you're
can get you into your guy to your
into
high
the back
guys.
End of the guys. Yeah. So maybe that's the thing. I mean, we haven't said the Lance McCullers during all this.
I refuse to.
Okay. But yeah, I think that's I think that's a fair thing. But I mean, right now you kind of need to get those guys healthy, and Jason Alexander's kind of pitching too well to take him out of the rotation right now.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, coming off his last start where he was good. I mean, why are we going to hand it to someone else? I know the expectation is these are our dues, but the last couple starts, he's been good, and you're in a spot where you cannot give away games. That's why last night, once you take that lead, Nerys pitching the way he did and leading into you having to close the guys who aren't named Abreu or Hader, that would have been a tough loss to officially be tied with the Mariners in first place after having that type of lead, after what your bats did against Crochet. That would have been disappointing despite all the positivity with Javier's return and also, of course, Correa being back at Daikin. So it may come down to, even if Hader's back, that you're looking at whether it be Gordon or Walter or Alexander as guys who become part of your if they're in the play, if you make the playoffs, guys who you count on to get you two innings because you don't trust the Orts, the Kings, Sousas, the Sousas, yeah. And you want to get to
Okurt.
Sure, another guy you can throw in there because you want to get to Abreu and Hader. You may have to lean on those guys because they're your best option to get you through two and a third because they've been pitching pretty well. But no, Colton Gordon's option to AAA to make room. He may still be an option, or he may spend the rest of the year down there because you're getting France and back at some point and Luis Garcia. It's yet to be seen. You just hope we don't have to have the conversation about how did the Astros get to Brian Abreu in the ninth because Hader is down for a good bit. Right now, strictly shoulder discomfort. They're going to do tests, and we'll figure it out. Jeff, you want to talk about the listener party? Hold on, Jeff. We'll get to you when we come back. We're going to go to break here. Anyone else want to follow Jeff? The number is 713-780-3776. But before we go to break, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And today, it's Taco Tuesday, folks. You're getting discounted player projections for it's probably going to be mostly MLB players right now. The taco discount is Paul Skenes. His normal projection, 7 strikeouts tonight against the Brewers, been discounted down to 5.5. So giving you a little bit easier of a time there. You can throw him in a lineup with, hey, Carlos Correa has been hot. Keep Carlos Correa in that lineup. It paid off last night if you put him in there. It might pay off again tonight. Bregman, of course, hitting the ball really well. Still in Daikin Park where he feels comfortable. Maybe you want to give Shohei Ohtani some love. He's in the news. Maybe you think that he silences all the noise and puts together a good game today. Whoever you want to put in your lineup, you can on Prize Picks, whether it's MLB, whether it's WNBA, tennis, soccer, whatever you want, you can make it happen. You can even mix and match. They got preseason football. They have college football week one. Whatever you want, it's on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
We're going to get to Jeff here. What he wants to talk about is the listener party. We gave away a pair of tickets to the listener party this morning on the John Lance Show. And we're going to be doing that as we get closer and closer to the party. It'll be September 5th at St. Arnold's, 6:30 to 9:30. While we will be there, for the most part, from all the listener parties I've been to, it's a lot about the people you meet, the people maybe you've heard call, or maybe you guys talk to each other on Twitter because the show brought you together. All the shows brought you together. Be an opportunity to meet some people.
The La Salsa multiverse.
Sure.
They're all pointing at each other.
Which is also just based off La Raza as the nexus point. It's La Raza. And then the La Salsa multiverse came about because of that. So you can meet those people in person. You can have fun. You can eat. And, of course, St. Arnold's means you're going to have great beverages to sample and take part in. So it's going to be a good time. That is September 5th, which is a Friday, at St. Arnold, the listener party. And just listen throughout the week because you're going to get your chance to win tickets from us. Okay, let's get to Jeff. He wants to talk about that. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Good, yeah. How you been? Hey, you pretty much covered it. I was just wondering, it seems like every time I turn it on, I'm just missing. Do you guys have certain times or certain people every shift or what's going on with the tickets?
Well, let me tell you, today was a John and Lance day, so they would have been the focus. But we're going to have days the rest of the week. Let me try to see if I can find it. Because Thursday is another John and Lance day. I believe tomorrow is my show. So if you're listening from 10 to 12, we're going to give away tickets. I don't have a time right now. You know what? I'll tell everyone. Top of the hour, 11 o'clock tomorrow. I believe that's our day. So we'll give away tickets tomorrow. So there it is, Jeff. If you're listening tomorrow at 11, that'll be your chance to win tickets.
I'll be listening, brother. I hope all is well.
It is, man. I appreciate you calling in. We've met once or twice. Appreciate you supporting the station. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to see each other again at the party.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right.
Have a good day. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff. Frequent listener, loyal listener to the station. Appreciate him. And, of course, as I said, throughout the week, you guys are going to get a chance to win. And tomorrow, 11 o'clock, we'll be giving away tickets to the listener party on this show. I also want to let you know the summer circuit continues this week. The guys are going to be out at Brick House Tavern and Tap in Humble, 12 to 6 on Friday. If you go on out there, sign up at the promotions table. You can register or win a chance to win the prize of the summer. It's two e-bikes from the Power On Electric Bicycle Company, about a $4,000 value. Two bikes. So one for you, one for someone in your life. That's a nice prize to take advantage of. And also, we continue with our Houston Restaurant Weeks. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com to check out all they have to offer. Part of the deal is you're going to be helping the Houston Food Bank. If you go to one of these 350 restaurants, you can check out all the restaurants at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Some of them have done things with us in the past, like McCormick & Schmick's. They've been part of our summer circuit. And places like Cadillac Bar, Saltgrass is part of it, Perry Steakhouse. You can find the entire list on HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. And the breakdown of it in this way is if you get a $55 dinner, that $5 donation on top of it, that means 15 meals provided to a worthy cause and so on and so forth. So take a look at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Okay, something that came about because of a real story were probably Oklahoma fans and others making up false Arch Manning Venmo screenshots. We won't get into those because those aren't real. Apparently what is real is the Oklahoma quarterback, John Mateer, being investigated due to some mentions on his Venmo account for gambling. Screenshots posted online Monday night showed Mateer allegedly twice included sports gambling in Venmos for transactions. If that's real, he's not very bright, but at least in this regard, he may be able to pick up an offensive system. But if you are involved in something like that, don't post it and write sports gambling when you're explaining why this purchase has been made or you sending money someplace has been made. This happened while he was at Washington State. Both transactions were allegedly made to a Venmo account for Richard Roden, believed to be a teammate at Washington State at the time. So maybe these two guys decided, hey, let's gamble on the Oregon State-Washington game back when both teams were in the Pac-12. And because Mateer lost, he had to send some money over to his teammate.
Apparently, it was the USC-UCLA game in 2022.
Okay, so
that's one of them.
So they did gamble on Pac-12 games.
Yes.
It's not very bright, even if you're not using a sports book. You're just placing a friendly wager between teammates to Venmo it first, and then explain your Venmo by saying sports gambling. Come on. Now, you're a freshman, so he's 18 years old at the time. We don't expect 18-year-olds to be very bright, but or even really cognizant of people monitoring their Venmo account.
What's the legality of gambling just for regular people?
Yeah,
in Washington,
I don't know the rules there.
The state of Washington, because I know that every once in a while, if you put something in a Venmo description, like Venmo will shoot you an email being like, "Can you explain this?" Depending on like what put
it
in
is,
there. Yeah, like. One time I had the word Cuba in the or Cuban in there, and they're like, hey, we'd like an explanation for
what this is about.
Yes.
Cuban cigars, Venmo.
That's no, it was the Cuban Mile, which was depicted in Fast Furious 8.
Simply, what Venmo could possibly have thought it was that they needed an explanation for.
The Cuban Mile.
Yeah. That's like, what
dude,
it is.
Just watch the movie.
I love Fast and Furious. I will make reference to it all the time. Get used to it.
I think it was to pay back for the tickets that I saw the movie.
And instead of saying Fast, what was the number 8?
Yeah, I think it was 8.
You said maybe the 9. Cuban Mile. A little jokey joke between friends, and now you have Venmo asking you questions.
Yeah, I had to write a 2-paragraph email to Venmo.
We're going to need you to explicitly tell us what the hell this is all about.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, John Mateer should have gotten an email from Vin Bose being like, what the hell is this?
Well, maybe he did, and he explained it away, but now the NCAA is involved.
He should probably also delete it.
This is what I'm saying.
If you actually did something.
Like, he may be someone, he did it when he was 18 or so, and he didn't think anything of it because he was a freshman not playing at Washington State. I imagine he didn't, if it's actually sports gambling, because he has denied that that's what this is
it
for.
It could also have been, yeah, okay, he might have denied it, and I don't know.
School officials.
Yeah. Also, like, I do think there's a difference between him and his buddy. Maybe have just been like, hey, I have $10 on UCLA. Yeah, I have $10 on USC. And, like, that's probably how they did it. Like, if I'm to boil this down.
And because no one really carries cash, he just Venmo'd him the money.
Yeah. But also, dumb. be better, John Mateer.
I don't know what the...
Right? Anything else, right? F you, Cody Kessler, whoever the quarterback...
That's a long time ago, I think. I don't think that's
when I was in college.
Yeah, I don't think it was Cody Kessler. I don't know who it would have been. Keaton Slovis? F you, Keaton Slovis or something?
Actually, it would have been Caleb Williams, I think.
In 22?
That would have been his first year.
Yeah, first year at USC, 22.
Yeah, just being like, F Caleb Williams. I don't know if they won or lost.
As the Washington State quarterback, you probably can't write F. Caleb Williams. That
F. Lincoln Riley.
That would have been something. That too. Probably can't write that. That's something that probably
would have made news. I mean, now that would have won him points. Imagine if...
Well, yeah, now. But at the time, a backup freshman quarterback at Washington State writing F.U. Caleb Williams probably would have made some news he wasn't looking for. But no one was paying attention to him until now.
You could have just wrote Trojans.
See what happened?
People would have been like, oh, okay.
Probably buying condoms. Why sending that money to his friend for the condoms? I don't know.
Hey, listen.
But now that he's the quarterback at Oklahoma and sports gambling and athletes participating in sports gambling is such a big deal now, I guess we're all skeptical and analyzing.
Look, yeah, the antenna's
for me, up. For me, who was looking back that far in John Mateer's history to find these things?
Well, yes, that is the real question.
Unless he's not active very much, and then it wasn't that all you had to do was go to his account and see that it was there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have ever thought to. You know what I don't think of? Well, let's take a look at the Venmo of college quarterbacks and see what they're up to. It's not on my priority list. Certainly very low if it actually ever existed on my list. But there it is. John Mateer had to explain himself. He's a quarterback at Oklahoma, the recent transfer from Washington State. There was apparently going to be a bidding war for his services during transfer season. He decided to pick Oklahoma. He has some familial connections there, or is it his coach wound up there? I forgot how it played out.
It's Ben Arbuckle, the OC.
Okay, Arbuckle was at Arbuckle was at Washington State.
Yeah,
and now he's at Oklahoma. So he went there to play for his guy under Brent Venables. So he's denied it. We'll see if it goes any further than that. All you got to do is have the other guy say, "Nah, that's him just being dumb. It was really about this," and then maybe it's over. But we'll see there.
Yeah, we're gambling on dorm 21.
Don't say gambling. Don't say gambling.
But the gambling refers to us betting on myself to win a pickup game.
Nope, that's sports gambling still. don't do it. Say that was a joke. Had nothing to do with gambling. We just thought it would be funny to write that. And move on and see if they can prove that you're lying. NCAA is kind of without power now. They used to have a real enforcement arm that meant something. But all you got to do is not cooperate at this point.
Yeah.
And you really got nothing on you.
Yeah. And Mateer, you just need to, like Michigan did, you just need to stall them long enough for the season to pass and then you'll go to the NFL. Who cares?
Exactly.
like that, you just need to do what Jim Harbaugh did.
It didn't happen at Oklahoma, so they can't be punished. You're no longer at Washington State and they were unaware. They won't be punished. The only person who's in line to get punished is you.
Yeah.
So just tell them.
Get your EPA aligned and, have him get a story straight. And there you go. He takes the fall.
Speaking of that, isn't there some – I got to look into it.
There's some land dealings.
Shohei is involved in something else that I don't know if it's real or not, but – he and his agent were accused of exploiting their celebrity status in some real estate projects, sabotaging those real estate projects, allegedly. So Shohei, man, went to L.A., became a Dodger, although the other stuff happened when he was an Angel, right? But he leaves Japan, goes to L.A., and he just parts in part a shady character, I guess, now. I don't know.
He's like, I love the movie Casino. Now I get to be in America and live it out.
He avoided what was a giant controversy, but he avoided any punishment because his translator took the fall. Or his translator was actually involved and it had nothing to do with Shohei. Whatever story you want to believe. But in this case, he and his agent, Nez Bolillo, are being sued by a real estate investor and broker who were fired from a $240 million project in Hawaii. So that story's anywhere you want to read it. Just type in Shohei Ohtani. And it won't be about him playing for the Dodgers. It'll be about this
playing
story.
Well,
overshadowed now by some dirty dealings, apparently. $240 million. Less than what's been deferred on his contract.
Yeah, where is he getting this money?
Well, he screwed up the deal. It wasn't his money.
That's what he's alleged to have done. Okay. I thought he was putting up the money.
No, he allegedly sabotaged the deal. And his agent, as I said, they're being sued by his real estate investor, by a real estate investor and a broker, his agent and Shohei being sued. Okay. So we'll see where that goes. I'm sure he'll be in the lineup and he'll say, hey, had nothing to do with it because that's the play. And either you think he got away with it the last time or he was telling the truth. Either way, he just went on to have a good year when he wasn't hurt. We'll see if this plays any part in his season. Unlikely. Feels like this will wait till the offseason if it even comes to anything. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got one more segment to go. But before we get to that break, I want to tell you about Monument Chevrolet. No dirty dealings over there. No Shohei's over there. Straight shooters who will get you into the best car you could ever want. So whether you are getting a car for yourself and you want something new, or you are someone who is looking for a car for a new driver, maybe a student who's just starting school, they got great cars over there. You don't want to put them in something nuts early. You want to get them in something reasonable, reliable, and something they can drive and handle. That's why you go to Monument Chevrolet and check out their pre-owned inventory, because once you pick your car, you're going to know this. You get a 6-month, 6,000-mile limited warranty on those vehicles. So not that Monument Chevrolet is going to get you into a bad car, but you have that guarantee that there's a warranty backing the car you purchase. And if you're looking for something for yourself and it's new, that's what you're into, you want a new car, never been driven before, they have a large inventory of those cars as well, whether you want like a Silverado or a Trax or a Blazer. All those cars are available for you at the website. Check them out at monumentchevrolet.com. And in that weird dysfunctional relationship you have with your old car, whether it overheats or it always needs oil, get rid of that toxic relationship and get yourself a new car with green flags at Monument Chevrolet. Head on out there. They're in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225. And always, as always, remember this. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So coming up next is Paul Gallant. He'll be followed by the Killer Bees. That's our lineup every day, of course. Glenn Davis, I believe, is on tonight as well, and he'll have Jack McGlynn, Houston Dynamo player, and a guy who's made appearances for the U.S. national team. He'll join Glenn Davis tonight. I suggested that you go there for an autograph, but give Jack a couple bucks. John thinks you should just get an autograph for free. That'll be up to Jack McGlynn. But they're going to be at Senate Ave Brewing. It's in Jersey Village. That show will go from 6 to 8 tonight. As I said, Dynamo Jack McGlynn. McGlynn's going to do also a Premier League preview. You can hear Soccer Matters tonight from 6 to 8 on ESPN 97.5, but you can also go out there live and check out the show. Glenn Davis, Jack McGlynn of the Dynamo will be out there. So pretty cool, pretty cool. Jack McGlynn's a very talented player. I think he scored a goal in a recent friendly, or was it in the Gold Cup? I don't remember. It was a very nice goal he scored. So you can see the talent when he's out there on the field. And Dynamo still chasing a playoff spot. If they make it, he's going to be one of the reasons why they do.
Yeah, get his autograph. Take a picture with him.
I think Jack should turn it into a money-making opportunity. $20 for a picture, $10 for the autograph. That would be my price. Turn it into a signing event. Maybe Glenn gets a cut because we're promoting it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we're promoting it. Maybe we get a cut. Huh?
Well,
come on, McGlynn.
He did
break us off a piece.
Yeah, Glenn wasn't saying you can make some money off of this. I don't believe that will be part of the deal. But if you ask for a picture, maybe cut Jack a couple bucks. That's
just
all.
Slip him a...
Hey, appreciate what you do out there.
Like he's a valet.
Hey, man. Have it folded in your hand and slide it to him once the picture's done. Hey, I don't want anyone to notice. I don't want Glenn getting a piece of this. Here, $20 for you, Jack. But there it is. You can probably get a free picture and a free autograph with Jack McGlynn. Yeah.
Maybe buy him a drink at Senate.
I don't know if he wants a drink, but maybe is he old enough? How old is
he? Now that I think about it, he has to be 20. At least
he's 22.
Yeah.
So if he decides to have a drink, it'll be legal with no problem.
I'm sure the Dynamo media relations person that's probably there with them is going to love it.
The guys on ESPN 975 said Jack was here for drinks. We did not say that.
Everyone there is handing him a Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, we did not say that. I'm sure it'll be a fun time and get to know Jack a little bit, whether you're listening to it here on ESPN 975 or you're out there at Senate Ave Brewing in Jersey Village. That kind of wraps it up for us today. What do we hit on? We hit on Brevin Jordan, unfortunately, is done for the year. He's going on season-ending IR with a knee injury. That's the second year in a row he's going to miss the entirety of the season. Of course, we're waiting on the Josh Hader news. You know what? I hope no news is good news, but we're going to hear some news. Hopefully it's the best news possible. Yeah.
It's just, hey, he needed
a couple days
day
rest.
Because on Saturday, he threw 36 pitches.
Yeah. Just, hey, give him an extra day because he was sore. Discomfort is what they're calling it. Hopefully that just means soreness.
He's not comfortable. His shoulder is not comfortable.
Because
right
it's
now.
Sore, not because there's actual discomfort, which leads to a myriad of possibilities, none of them good. We can hope. That is the big news that came out of last night beyond what actually happened on the field where it was a fun night. People who were there said it was like October. The crowd was certainly jumping, and they got everything they wanted, except for maybe – the bubble guts late because Norris made it a close ball game because of his performance.
People would have preferred a 7-2 win, 7-3 win, whatever it was. Yeah.
Yes. Instead, you got an exciting ball game and the Red Sox fans actually getting back into the ball game, which no one was looking for.
Yeah, the Yiner Diaz throw out.
Yeah,
that was
nice as well.
Reminiscent of the 2021 ALCS with Martin Maldonado throwing out. I forgot who it was, but a Red Sox.
I do remember that moment.
It's reminiscent.
Other than a lot being different, sure. And the stakes being much less, sure.
Reminiscent.
Reminiscent. Reminiscent, yes. All right, we're done for the day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Remember, tomorrow we are going to give away a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party. We're going to do that at 11. So if we had a caller named Jeff. He asked when to tune in. Well, I thought that was a reasonable ask. Tune in right at 11 if you want those tickets. We're going to give those away, and we'll figure out a way to give them away as well. Sean, since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
Oh, he's dope.
LeBron.
Jack McGlynn.
Oh, I thought you meant LeBron and the Rockets on Christmas night.
Also Jack McGlynn. He's a big MLS fan. Ask him about it.
I've seen that man at some Premier League games. Never an MLS one, LeBron. I don't know what he thinks of the MLS. Doesn't matter what LeBron thinks. He's not a Rocket. He's a Laker. And the Rockets will take him on and the rest of the Lakers on Christmas night. Thank you, Sean. Fog and Lots up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.